From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome into Countdown to Kickoff. It is week 11 of the high school season, ladies and gentlemen. The marathon that is the high school playoff season here in the great state of Texas is now getting down to, we're in the final sprint. Okay, we are getting down to the final sprint. That is Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Glad to have you guys on board as we've enjoyed it with you guys each and every week. Look, you got three seasons, as the coaches say, right? You got the preseason, and it depends on how every coach has got a little bit different spin on it, but they all say the same thing. It's all three seasons. Now, whether they say preseason versus, you know, pre-district, whatever it is.
Right.
Okay, here's what we're going to
non-district games.
Non-district, exactly. Yeah. So everybody's got their own little spin on it, but here's what we've got, okay? We've got week 11. We've got three great coaches interviews that we're going to give to you today. And then, of course, we will preview week 11. We'll get some stats. We've also got some news that happened here in the DFW. You got a team that vacated all their wins. So it's been a crazy week. But would you expect any less from here in the great state of Texas? So let's go out to, as we do each and every week, and we're on the east side. So let's talk all things Lufkin Panthers, which Coach Quick. They are sitting at 8-1 right now. They got a 5-0 record in the district. And, of course, they've got a huge game coming up on Friday against Galveston Ball, who is also 8-1. Of course, they do have one loss in the district, though, so far. So it will be a mano-a-mano, winner-take-all type of battle on Friday. But we've talked to Coach Quick and asked him, you know, look, how, what has been the difference with this 8-1 season? Just how good can this Lufkin team be?
We spent 15 years in the Conroe area, and after we left the East Texas district, and then they moved us north. We went all the way to Forney and McKinney North. We went up through that way, and the makeup of us has changed a little bit here in East Texas, all the way through East Texas. And, you know, every smaller town, and we are a smaller town, we're 30,000, but we've lost a lot of businesses, jobs, factories, foundries, and all that. And people are moving to the bigger places. And so numbers have gone down in East Texas. We still have tough country kids that play the game the right way, and we love coaching them. But, you know, when we first got here, I got here with Coach Outlaw in 1995, and we would have, you know, we had 125 kids coming in every year from being freshmen. Now we're looking at about 65. Now you got to find 11, and we've been very lucky here in Lufkin. We've always had good tough kids that play the game the right way, and we've been very fortunate here to have a lot of really good players. And so we still got them. There's just not as many in the line now. Well, I have. When I was here from 1995 to 2011 as the defensive coordinator with Coach Outlaw, and then he passed away, and then in 11 took over as head football coach. And so we have great kids. We have very respectful kids, the hallways, the classrooms. We have tough parents that make kids act right. I've got the best job in the state of Texas right now because of the people we work with and for, and the kids that we have in the hallway. There's not a better place for me right now than where I'm at right now. And so I love these kids here. They're tough, and parents make them do right. And we're now in the point to where we're coaching a bunch of our kids. And so we have that support at home. When they say, look, coach made me do this, well, do it. Don't question what they're doing. They believe in what we're doing. And so, you know, it's not for everybody. East Texas is not for everybody. West Texas is not for everybody. It doesn't, you pick what fits you, but this fits me and fits my family and where I want to be. Well, we finished Friday night versus United, and Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, we had a full house watching film for the next week, and so they understand.
Appreciate that. That's Todd Quick from over at Lufkin. They're 8-1. They've got Galveston on Friday. All right, we'll talk more about what's going on in the East region coming up next.
back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. Get you some Uber Eats. You will be glad that you did. I'm Fred. That's Steve. It's our final regular season Countdown to Kickoff right here on TSN, Texas State Radio Networks. Now we will be on for another couple weeks doing playoffs. All things playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, that's right. That's right, Coach Mora. We will be doing playoffs. And, of course, on Saturday, the announcements will come out, the seedings and everything like that.
Exactly.
Now, some teams are already kind of penciled in already, but you know, there's still some jockeying left to go both Thursday night and Friday night, and maybe a wee little bit on Saturday as well, but that'll be all be wrapped up by Saturday afternoon. And of course, there will be a live show. I want to say our guy Dave Campbell is going to be doing something Saturday night live.
I think they're going to be talking about the brackets.
Is it a bracket reveal, though? That's what I was thinking, because we had our girl Ashley Pickle on a week or two ago, and she said, I think this is the first time they've ever done this, too.
Yeah,
it'll
exactly.
be on their YouTube channel. So for all you high school nerds out there, and we know you're out there,
yeah.
All right, go check it out.
Hey,
well, I mean, I was looking at you when I said it. So,
I know.
But you know what? It takes one to know one, ladies and gentlemen. It takes one to know one. Dan Brunoff, I'll tell you what. Be appropriate. Bring a wrap. Bring a jacket. And be appropriate. So there you have it. Okay.
Yeah.
In any event, when it comes to all things precipitation on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. All right. We've got a slate of games in the East region to get to that we're excited about. Probably the biggest game, Steve, that jumps out to me. And again, this has got district ramifications to it. And that is the North Shore and Summer Creek game over there in 23-6A. You've got a North Shore team that, again, let's call it what it is. They've been to, what, three straight state championship games. Say that 10 times fast. And then, of course, you got Summer Creek. Now, the nice thing is that from this district is that they're both going to be in different divisions simply because of the enrollment numbers, right?
Exactly.
And so, real quick, and you and I talked about this last week, and we'll mention this one more time for the folks scoring at home, and you printed this off, and I can't thank you enough for that. And, of course, we got some other news that you'll get to here when we get to the north side of things. But when it comes to Conference 6A, and just kind of a little recap for you guys out there, and maybe some of you already know this, but for those that don't, the top four teams from each district do advance to the playoffs. The two schools with the largest enrollments automatically advance the Division I bracket. Now, this is Conference 6A, by the way. The remaining two schools advance into the Division II bracket. There are two state champions per conferences in Class 5A and 6A. So there you go. So that'll and so that's way, you know, this North Shore and Summer Creek, again, their enrollments are pretty much, there wasn't a lot of variation from last year to this year. And, of course, we've had both coaches on. So either way, we know a lot of coaches and teams, they have district championships as a goal. And obviously for these two schools, it's there. But whoever the loser is, guess what? You're still going to be a favorite to go all the way to the state championship.
Yeah.
So we got a lot more games to get to. He's Steve. I'm Fred. Don't you go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff. Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff here on Texas State Radio Networks. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Week 11 of the high school football season is upon us. And, of course, like we said, we'll have games Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And, of course, don't forget to tune in to, you were shaking your head there. I thought you were saying, no, there won't be any games on Saturday.
No,
I was
shaking my head.
Did you know something I don't, Steve, and didn't tell me?
No, it's just mentally I went there and it's like, how many games? And it's week 11. And it's like just slapping me in the face. And it's like, holy moly, I'm just trying to digest.
It's just, it is a lot to consume. It is a lot to consume, Steve. I certainly appreciate that. By the way, real quick, in District 8-5A Division 2, and of course, that's the Port Neches Grove Nederland District. And of course, those two, Nederland shocked the world a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
right?
But what happened after that?
Well, they turn around and they got beat last week.
I know.
So they lose last week. And here's how it's coming down. And so Port Neches Grove still has a shot to win the district. And what do I mean by that? Well, I'm glad you asked, Steve. Nederland plays Montgomery, and that game is, I want to say, at Montgomery. Montgomery gave PNG all they could handle last week, right? So Montgomery, 7-2 on the season. Of course, stick around and make sure
they're going to throw a monkey wrench in this.
They absolutely could. So make sure you tune in to TSN, the wrap-up show, the post-game, and the scoreboard, and the other 17 shows that we host on Friday night to get all the latest and greatest. We're talking all things Southern Region. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. We are back talking all things in the southern region of the state. And, of course, that includes San Antonio. And, of course, we've had a great conversation with coaches from across, you know, all parts of the state of Texas, and we're going to go back down to the San Antonio area and welcome to the program Coach Zimmer Hansel, head coach of the San Antonio Davenport Wolves. They are in year five. Now, they're in year five of the school, year five of the school. Hello. Year five of the school, but the first 2 years that they were a football program, they had what they call an outlaw schedule. I'll let Coach Z tell you exactly what it means, but look, they're primed and ready for another deep state run.
It's year five of Davenport High School, but year three of competing in UIL. Our first 2 years, we were just kind of a outlaw schedule, as they call it. We just picked up whoever we could to play us, but we weren't actually in a district or eligible for playoffs. We learned, how to go and make in the playoffs, how to make a playoff run and battle adversity and learn how to travel and do all those things that you kind of take for granted. But it's the first time a lot of those kids have saw that. They haven't been a community that has made long playoff runs and, you know, all the hype to all that stuff and really concentrating on, you know, just being ourselves and just playing the game and not, you know, not being too big, not making a moment too big for ourselves. I wouldn't say surprised. We talked about it ever since we opened up this school. I mean, when we were playing our outlaw schedule, we were playing really good. We played Shiner at Shiner when they had the Brooks brothers and they just won a state championship those 2 years. We went and played Lake Belton. So we got our kids prepared and we told them that this is going to be you guys playing at Jerry World one day. And I think last year, you know, I think it all came reality to them that, oh, we really can do that. And this year's mindset is, hey, we've been there. We're drinking a Kool-Aid now. We believe it. And, you know, the guys are really hungry this year. Yeah, we feel like we're, you know, in a really good spot right now. We talk about our third season just in it. Our first season is, you know, the scrimmage season. Our second season is non-district. And we felt like we won the first two seasons. And last Friday night was our finishing that third season, being undefeated district champions. And we feel like, you know, yes, it's great that we're undefeated through district and we have a championship, but the most important part is that we're getting better every week as a team. And that's what we really stress every week because, yeah, district championship was a goal of ours, but still in the back of all of our heads, we know we want to get to Jerry World and the ultimate goal of winning a state championship. And to do that, we have to be better as a team every week. And, you know, it's kind of weird. I've never had a bye the last week of the season, especially after winning a district championship. So we had a big, long staff meeting yesterday morning about what we're going to do to keep these guys hungry and to make sure that we're prepared for the playoffs and to make sure we're getting better as a team. And, boy, we came out this morning and we got after it. You know, a lot of people would say on their bye week, oh, you got to, you know, take it easy and get guys healthy again. And we went good on good and we went at it and just made it competitive for our kids to keep that competitive edge, to keep those guys hungry and keep those guys from getting complacent. And they still got a lot of fight in them. They're hungry. They want to, they wish they could be playing out on Friday night this week. So that's a good thing to have. Yeah, I mean, Daniel Socup, our quarterback. Daniel Socup, I can't say enough about him. He's been on varsity now. This is his third year being on varsity, and he's had some unfortunate injuries the last 2 years and has battled through them. And this year, knock on wood, and he's been healthy for the most part and stepped in. This is his first year stepping into the starting quarterback role, where last year he was starting for us at slot receiver. But he's really come on strong, seeing the field really good and making plays. And, you know, he's that guy that – you see all the great things on a Friday night, but he's that juice guy during the week. I mean, he gets me up when I'm down. I mean, I'm coming in, we practice at 7 in the morning, and he's fired up, jumping up and down.
Appreciate that, Coach Z. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on over there in District 14 4A, as well as we'll take a look around the southern region of the state coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Coach Z. And there was a few more minutes of that conversation. And, of course, you know, we're only allowed so many minutes, okay? We're only allowed so many minutes when we talk to these coaches. And, you know, we get them to talking and you know, they're giving us a scoop. They're letting us know what's going on with the football program. And, you know, I mean, these are all teams that are going to the playoffs. Now, San Antonio Davenport, Coach Z's team, you know, they've only lost one time this year. They lost to Piper earlier this year, week three of the season. They lost to Piper 42-7. No shame in that. Piper's one of the best teams in Class 5, if I'm, Class 5, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check that here in just a second. But a little team bonding they're doing this week because they got the bye week, right? And we've talked to a handful of coaches who had the bye week, and, you know, they're kind of, you know, it's kind of uncharted territory for a lot of them. They don't necessarily, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because on one hand, they like that week 11 bye because it does allow your team to kind of rest up and heal up a little bit, get healthy. But then there's also the whole, they like the routine, they like their guys, you knowing what's going on each Friday, each week, and what have you. So
I don't necessarily buy into the and I don't necessarily think that there is something called momentum.
That's a hot take by you, Steve. Tell me more.
Well, and it's I think it has to do with
I wish I knew what you were trying to tell me, but you and I would never, we'd be terrible on $25,000 pyramid. And you'd think we'd be better after 11 weeks. After 11 weeks.
No, I think it's a confidence thing. Okay. Because that's the way the ball bounces. It's just going to happen. I don't think there's momentum. I think you want to call it momentum, but I think once you start playing the game and then you take a week off, I think some of that confidence, you know, could wane depending upon what happened the week before.
True. No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, look, I don't think it's for these teams that are – I think it's how you back – you know, if you're backing into the playoffs and you got that – and, you know, like if you're a team right – I mean, look, Davenport's won their district, right?
Yeah.
So they're not sitting here this weekend on pins and needles going, okay, are we going to get in or not? Like, they know, okay?
Well, and you're going to play just like your coach is coaching.
Well, that's
you know,
just
you're going to take on that whole aura of your coach. And if he has a lot of confidence, he's going to instill confidence in you.
100%.
No matter what your age is. You could be a freshman quarterback, you know, and be all state.
Yeah.
But it has everything to do with how you were brought up through the system.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because we're going to talk to Coach Odell from Louisville in the next segment. And he's got a right guard who's a freshman. Starting right guard.
There you go.
That's a freshman. And, of course, I know you were talking about one of your, Pilot Point? Their quarterback's what, a freshman?
Yeah.
Which is just mind-boggling for the state of Texas.
Exactly.
All right, we'll recap a couple games we'll look ahead to a couple games this weekend as we get ready for Week 11 in the Southern Region. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred, and this is Countdown to Kickoff on Texas State Radio Networks. Final segment of the Southern Region. Shout out once again to Coach Zimmer Hansel for jumping on with this and talking about his Davenport Wolves. And so just a couple games that we're looking at. And, of course, staying in the San Antonio area. Cibolo Steel, 5-0. They've already wrapped up their District 29-6A. They've got the Buddha Johnson Jaguars.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? You already know the deal, the old Buddha Johnson. And then, of course, going over to District 26-6A. And, of course, this district's pretty much already been decided. Of course, Austin-Westlake, which right now they're ranked 11 in the state. And according to, you know, that little gem that you uncovered, all right? And shout out to you for that. And shout out to the folks over at jerryprep.com. I mean, you want to talk about just a frickin' cornucopia of high school sports knowledge. engine.
I like me some Jerry.
Wow, the stats are crazy. As long as you're not talking about Jerry Jones.
No. Nope.
But no, Austin Westlake, they're 8-1, but... And again, they've had a great year. Of course, their only loss has been to Atascocita out of Humble. And of course, we've already talked about that district. But, you know, according to Jerry Prep, they like Humble, or hello, they like Westlake to make a state title run.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, for the folks out there in Westlake, would have zero problem with that. Shout out to our folks over at Talk 1370 in Austin. All right. Coming up next, we are going to go to the north side of the state, a.k.a. DFW. We've got an interview with Coach Odell from Louisville, the Fighting Farmers. You guys know the deal. This is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly, and we're not only nearing the finish line of the district season, we're nearing the finish line for the show, but let's do a couple more regions first. Before we do that, let's go, jump out to the northern region, a.k.a. the DFW. And, of course, if you guys have listened to the show for any amount of time, you know that I love representing my Louisville Fighting Farmers. And, of course, they are sitting at second place in District 5-6A, and they have wrapped up that second place finish, which a lot of people probably didn't have them pegged for that second place finish behind the Coppell Cowboys, but they did just that. And we caught up with Coach Michael Odell to talk about this Louisville, that's easy for me to say, Fighting Farmer football team.
Yeah, it's really been all over the place, which is, you know, kind of indicative of the youth that we have on our roster. But we've got a really nice group of seniors that have played a bunch of games that are playing at a high level right now, which is why we're sitting here, you know, 5-1 in district and in second place. But we have some talented young kids that are in key spots. Quarterback, a couple of receivers, two inside linebackers, a free safety, a corner. You know, there's some youth on the field. Last week we played, the entire game with a freshman right guard. We've got some talented young kids that we're really excited about, but they're growing up a little bit each day, each moment, each practice. So it's a good mixture of some seasoned guys that have been there, done that, and some young guys that are really pulling their weight. So an interesting group, a fun group. We have really, really good practices, and then we have practices where the attention isn't quite there. So we're all over the place. Yeah, you know, the one thing I did is I just came here and I believed in Farmer Pride and what it stood for. I embraced our traditions of over 100 years and just loved the kids. And the kids wanted to be coached. They wanted to be coached hard. They wanted to be held accountable. And that's what we did through loving them, you know. And I got into the community. I played in the LFA, the Louisville Football Association, times 4 years old, until the time I went to Louisville High School. So reconnected with a lot of, my peers, my friends, just people that I grew up with and reconnected with my town. And we just built this thing from our youth association through our middle school and through our high school and really just started putting the product that we expected in Louisville back on the field, and the kids bought into it. I was able to hire really good coaches because the administration at Louisville has just been excellent. They absolutely wholeheartedly believe in the athletic process and how it plays a significant part into the academic process. So that support has been unwavering. And with all that combined, you give yourself a chance to compete in what is, in my opinion, the best football in America right here in the DFW area. Yeah, we talk about the process over and over and over again, and you hear that word, but really we are super hyper focused on the details of what we're doing and not the results. If we're trying to skip to the end, to the scoreboard at the end of the fourth quarter, which is the result of the game, then we're missing the boat. So we're really focused on what we can do, each and every day, physically and the mental part of it, being a great teammate. And we're just, we constantly tell everybody, this team has one shot. I don't care if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, this is it for this team. Whether you're a senior and you may be playing your last game, or whether you have another year or two, we're really focused on playing for you.
Appreciate that, Coach Odell. And, of course, we'll recap, or look ahead, rather, to all the games that are going on in the DFW, or at least some of them anyway, that we'll keep our eyes on. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. Don't forget about that Uber Eats.
Yummy.
It's good stuff.
Oh, I'm not going to give it away.
What's that?
The surprise on Friday.
What's that? You going to order us some Uber Eats when we get here?
There possibly can be food here on Friday.
Well, I'm going to have to get here early. Yeah, because I don't like to eat. I don't like to eat during a show.
Yeah,
I'm very particular about that. Well, I'm not particular about much. Trust me when I tell you that. North Crowley and Crowley, that's a game that a lot of people are looking forward to, and we're actually going to have. Actually, that's a game that's going down on Thursday. But our guy James Triley and Ross Lubinsky, who are regular contributors to the program, they will be at that game as they were last week. So.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't North Crowley already in?
Yeah, they've already won. I mean, they've already wrapped up the state title. They've already wrapped up.
I mean, they're like 9-0.
Well, actually, no, they're both in the playoff. This is actually for the district title, though.
Right.
Because, and this is as per the Dallas News, shout out to all our Greg Riddle and Maya Thomas for the great job that they do. Crowley and North Crowley each enter the contest with 5-0 district records, sitting in a tie for first
Got
place.
It.
The winner of Thursday's game will claim the District 3-6A title. Both teams are already in the playoffs. So, yeah, so this is bragging rights. This is a bragging right and district title game.
Well, and you got Mansfield down there. They're 3-2. Mansfield Legacy.
Yeah, but they've already
gotten
they blew the brakes off both them boys. Both Crowleys did.
But you got four that they take to the playoffs. So that still has, implications of what's going on, for second and third and fourth.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, exactly. Playoff seating, right? Yep. Now, who's our guy that is our Highland Park play-by-play guy that calls in? That guy. After moving down, now Highland Park and Midlothian, they're getting together this weekend as well.
Right.
In 5A Division 1 in the District 7-5A, and both teams are 5-0 in district play and have secured playoff spots. However, they are looking for a district title as well. So Highland Park looking to grab themselves another district championship.
Now, you were talking about Russell Scott.
That's, I told you. See, yeah. I was just checking to see if you knew who it was.
Yeah.
You mentioned Weatherford and Mansfield. They're getting together this weekend, as well as Flower Mound and Hebron. They are battling for the last playoff spot. We already talked about Louisville. We've already talked about Capel and the great job they're doing, but there is one last playoff spot in District 5-6A, and Flower Mound and Hebron will be battling it out this Friday for that last playoff spot as well.
I'm still curious over there in District 4 how South Lake Carroll is going to play out with all of this. I mean, they're 8-0, yes.
Yeah.
But you got Euless Trinity right behind them with only one loss.
Right.
So I'm just curious how the rest of it with Trophy Club, Byron Nelson, Justin Northwest, all of that's going to shake out in that district.
Well, and we're going to talk to our play-by-play guy from South Lake Carroll as well on Friday, and we'll kind of lay out what you need to be ready for on Friday's show as well. He's Steve, I'm Fred. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
Hi there.
Hey there. Glad to have you guys back. We're talking all things DFW related. Let's talk a little Plano East and Allen real quick. That game's going down on Thursday. Again, this is all from the Dallas Morning News and our friends over there at the DMN. It's a significant game for Plano East, which could use a win over Allen to help its chances of securing one of the last two playoff spots in District 6-6A. Allen, they're fresh off a 63-16 win over McKinney. Boyd, they've already clinched the title. And, of course, they've been a powerhouse as well. But if Allen defeats Plano East, it will post its first undefeated regular season since 2020 when it lost to Euless Trinity 49-45 in the third round of the playoffs.
Well, so that's no sneeze. I mean, you got Allen up top. You got Prosper at 6-1. McKinney's sitting there at 5-2. And Plano High School, the Wildcats, 4-4. And then, of course, unfortunately, at the bottom, Plano East. Now, Prosper Rock Hill is there at 4-3 as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a fight, a big-time fight.
Well, and then don't forget we've got Rockwall Heath and Forney, the Jackrabbits.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
that
right.
That game's going. Yeah. That playoff spots are on. Our boy DJ Loudermill, hey, he's got the countdown to kickoff and scoreboard mojo. So we'll be keeping our eye on that game as well. All right. We are in the final stretch, ladies and germs. Coming up next, we'll talk all things West Texas. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We've talked the North, we've talked the East, we've talked the South. Now let's venture into what some people may call the best part of the state.
Panhandle?
I mean, it's whatever you're into.
And you know what I found out?
What have you found out, Steve?
The folks in the Panhandle get mad if you call them West Texas.
Really?
Yeah, because they consider they're further out. They are the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. Nobody has the Panhandle like they have the Panhandle.
That's, I mean, look, I've never lived in the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know that I've even driven through it, to be honest with you. So I can't speak to if they.
Well, if you drive through it, you're probably going to be in like.
Are you Panhandling at that point?
Colorado or something.
Yeah. I can't say that I've gone that far. I'm a 35 guy. What can I say? 35, 45.
Stay in the middle.
That's what I stick to. And I'll venture onto I-10 every now and again. Shout out to my folks over in San Antonio. All right, let's talk a little West Texas. I know you've got some matchups that have caught your eye.
Well, it's going to be, instead of just a specific matchup, it's going to be who's in and who's out.
Right.
You know, because that's where you want to be.
That's where we're at, man.
You know, like in 2-5A Division I, you know, who's in? Well, Abilene, Lubbock, Monterey, Amarillo High, and Tascosa.
Okay.
They're in. Now, who's out? Caprock, Lubbock, Coronado, and Lubbock High. So you got the four playoff teams. They're already settled. Abilene High, 5-1 in district, and they're going to have the district title showed up.
Okay.
And you got Monterey at 4-1. So that particular district, I think it's pretty much a best-worst scenario. Abilene High at first, Amarillo second, Monterey third, and Tascosa fourth is where I see that headed. Now you've got 2-5A Division II.
Okay. All right.
Abilene Wiley, Wichita Falls, Memorial, Lubbock Cooper, that's who's in.
Okay.
But who's alive?
And that's Division what?
It is Division II, but it is 2-5A.
2-5A, gotcha.
Yeah. So who's out? Plainview, Wichita Falls, Legacy. Now, who's kind of on the bubble and who's still alive? Abilene Cooper and Paladura in the old Paladura Canyon.
Don't sleep on Paladura.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
So at your own peril.
So, you know, worst case scenario, you know, you've got the top four right there as well. Abilene, Wiley, Wichita Falls, you got Memorial and Lubbock Cooper. So that's kind of sewed up as well. So
Lubbock Cooper, I can't remember. Did we do Lubbock Cooper or Amarillo Cooper? I feel like it was Lubbock.
When we talked about
them? Yeah, coach.
Yes, 5A. It was.
Yes, exactly.
It was 5A.
Exactly. They got the countdown to kickoff mojo.
Now, this one, I don't know what to
Cooper.
Do with this.
Give me Cooper in the win.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's 2-4A, Division 1, but here's the thing. West Texas. So you got West Plains, Randall, Hereford.
Okay.
You know, we talk about
the
them all.
White faces. Don't sleep on the white faces.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Because of everybody's schedule, it's like, well, who's alive? Well, you got Dumas, Canyon, and Pampa. But who's out?
Yeah.
Nobody. everybody's got a chance.
Okay.
Because West Plains is 4-0, but Randall's 3-1, Hereford's 3-1, Dumas is 1-3, Canyon is 1-3, Pampa's 0-4. Nobody wants to beat anybody.
No. So they've got a puncher's chance of getting in this thing.
Yeah.
Now they need help, obviously, but still.
Well, I mean, you only have 2 at 3-1 and 1 at 4-0, so it's like, we still need a fourth place finish here, guys, and they're just going to beat each other up over it. So that's going to be something to watch there in District 2-4A. That's in Division 1. Now, in Division 2,
okay,
that's going to be a little bit different because you got who's in? Well, Lubbock Estacado, they're 4-0 in district. Who's alive? Well, Levelin, Borger, Lubbock Cooper, Liberty, Perryton. Once again, who's out? Nobody. At the bottom, you got ones and twos in four different high schools right there.
Well, that's
nobody wants to beat anybody.
Of course, it'll all sort itself out.
Yes,
and of course,
it will.
We'll be right here for it. We'll read off some games. We'll tell you some games to keep an eye out for. And then, of course, we'll let you get give you an idea about where you can follow up with all the information on everything that goes down on Friday right here on Countdown to Kickoff.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
And it's nice to meet all of you as well. It
Howdy.
Is the Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. We are down to the nitty-gritty, ladies and gentlemen. We get down to the final two segments of Countdown to Kickoff. The final Countdown to Kickoff district regular season version. Of course, we'll have a couple playoff versions next week and the week after as we get you through the first 2 weeks of the playoff season. And it goes, Steve. I mean, hell, we're already at week 11, for crying out loud.
Hey, I've got a game here.
Give
that's
me a game,
interesting.
Steve.
It's a 3A. Jim Ned, and I have to keep my mouth shut about Jim Ned because they always beat the Bearcats, so I didn't like that very much. They're a great team. They're 3-1 in district.
Okay.
They're playing Sweetwater this Friday. Sweetwater, same district, obviously. They're 4-0. So that's got some district championship implications right there. So Sweetwater Mustangs, you got the Jim Ned Indians all out of district 3-3A.
I'm looking at a couple games, and it's going to be a busy night. I'm for all our folks over in Amarillo, Panhandle, which has been an absolute dog this year. They're at Spearman. That game goes down on. That's going to be a Friday game, or no? I'm sorry. That's going to be a Friday game. So make sure you guys stick around for that. And then, of course, our folks over at Sunray, they welcome West Texas, and of course, that's a 1-2A Division I matchup. So keep your eyes out for that as well.
Sunray's tough.
Sunray is tough. We talked about that game a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
District 1, 3A, Division 2, Canadian at Childress. That's a Friday game as well. That's going to go down at 7 o'clock. And then Dimmitt at Friona, that's a 7 o'clock game also. And then, of course, you got Randall at Canyon. These are District 2, 4A, Division 1 games. Randall at Canyon, Dumas at Pampa. Those are both at 7 o'clock. And then District 2, 4A, Division 2, you got Borger at Perryton. And then don't forget, you talked a little bit, I think you mentioned this already, that District 2-5A that's got implications as far as playoffs are concerned, and district for sure, that being Tascosa at Amarillo High. That's a Friday game at 7 p.m. And then kind of putting a little bit of a bow on this thing as well, you got Abilene Wiley at Plainview and Paolo Duro at Abilene Cooper.
Did you hit Childress and Canadian?
I did. I sure did, because that game is going down. That's Canadian at Childress, and that's at 7 p.m., and that is a Friday game as well.
And the reason why I have that one
why
is...
Why do you have that one?
They're both undefeated.
Well, there you go.
They're 3-0 in district, and so you know what that means. When it's 3A and
the
it's...
Throw out the records,
yes,
Steve! That's what it means.
It's exactly what it means.
Throw out the records. All right, final segment countdown to kickoff. We'll get you ready for the rest of your evening and get you ready for week 11 of the Texas high school football season. He's Steve, I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff on Texas State Radio Networks. Final segment. And tell you what, it's been a hellacious year so far, and I mean that in a good way for all things Texas high school. And of course, make sure, and I'll just go ahead and give out the phone number now, because it's 1-888-256-1080. That's the phone number for you guys to chime in. Not right now. Not right now, but we expect to hear you from you on Friday on this very same TSN affiliate. Whatever you're listening to right now, make sure you tune in on Friday from 10 to 12:30. We'll have the wrap-up show. We'll have the scoreboard. We'll have the post-game. 2.5 hours of wall-to-wall Texas high school coverage. Myself, Steve, and then whenever our boy Jared traipses in. So we'll have plenty of folks chiming in from across the state covering games both in the DFW and Houston, San Antonio, Austin, the entire state. And, of course, you, the listener, as well. So if there's a game that you're at that you want to talk about, your team gets through, you win a district championship, you're going to the playoffs, we want to hear about it.
Well, and this is the last week, obviously. And I keep staring at this going, how is this even possible? District 2-1A, Division 2, nobody's in. Yeah, you got three that are alive and two that are out, and it's like everybody's 2-1.
Blink and you miss it, Steve.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Somebody's going to have to come through with something.
Well, and we'll have it all for you on Friday, 10 to 12:30 on the post-game scoreboard wrap-up show. We may just call it that and move along. For the one and only Steve, I'm Fred. We'll see you next week. We'll see you Friday.
Night, everybody.